following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another Refuge Devo or Refuge Daily Devotion. This is Mike Rogers once again wanting to share with you a little bit from the scriptures and a little bit of what's been on my heart. And want to thank you all for tuning in to this daily devotional. And I'm going to be sharing with you out of Psalm 118 today. One of the reasons why I picked this psalm is as I was preparing this weekend for communion, to serve communion, I looked at the scriptures in Mark's gospel where it talks about Jesus at the Last Supper, of course, after sharing the elements of the bread and the wine with his disciples. It says that they, in Matthew's gospel and in Mark's gospel, it talks about them singing songs and hymns afterwards, which would have been traditional during the Passover time for them to sing psalms and hymns after their meal. And so I looked that up in what psalms they may have been. Of course, the Bible doesn't tell us in the New Testament or in the Gospels, it doesn't tell us which psalms they were actually singing. It just says that they went off singing songs and hymns afterwards. And I looked up what they would normally be singing in the Passover time, and I saw where it said that most likely it would have been Psalms 113 through 118. I think that's pronounced the Hallel songs. So those psalms would have been likely at least some of what they would have been singing. So as I looked at that, I looked into chapter or Psalm 118 and saw something that stood out to me and spoke to me for this time particularly. And in the New King James, where it says that God's mercy endures forever, it is different, a little different in the New Living Translation, which I use oftentimes, is it says that his love endures forever. Now, I like both translations, and I don't believe that they contradict each other. I think that his mercy is his love and his unfailing love, and so that's how it's translated in the New Living Translation. So I'll be reading to you today from that, from the first four verses from Psalm 118. And it says that, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let all Israel repeat, his faithful love endures forever. Let Aaron's descendants, the priests, repeat, his faithful love endures forever. Let all who fear the Lord repeat, his faithful love endures forever. And that is what I see in God's love. It's just something that is, it endures forever. It, from all that I read, it doesn't change. His love for us doesn't change. It's so strong and so powerful at the very beginning of it, from just his creation of us, that it doesn't change. Now, our love it's a little bit different. We'd like to model our love after God and his love, but in reality, I'll just speak for myself, that it seems as though my love can waver, and even for the Lord at times. In times of trouble, I long to have his love shower me. In times of prosperity and things are going well, very well, I do want to praise him, but oftentimes I'll forget. And so my love isn't necessarily enduring forever. And I think in our love as human beings, it's something that we have to develop, and we continue to develop it daily. We do that by reading his word, by communicating with God through prayer. That is those things that strengthens our love for him. Recently having a lot of friends or a number of friends going through some very difficult times, illnesses, and even death. And that is something that is very difficult to understand. I oftentimes have thought, well, and I still think, as we're going through it now with some friends of ours that are very sick, and one recently passing away, going home to the Lord, which is such a mixed blessing in that with respect to that, knowing that he's very pleased and he's not sorrowful But there's a sorrow because he's not here for us to enjoy, and he's such a pleasure to be around, and just a good example of what it is to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. In any case, thinking about those things, it was weighing heavy on my heart that God's love does endure forever, and we ourselves can trust in that. And if I wasn't a Christian, that what would I be trusting in when those times come, when you lose a friend, when you have a loved one that dies or are going through some serious illnesses, and sometimes that's considerable suffering involved, what would it be like? And I'm grateful that I've been walking with the Lord for over 30 years now, and I can trust in him, especially when I don't understand what's going on and why things are happening in certain ways. In a daily devotional that I use oftentimes from Billy Graham, talks about problems and peace, and it quotes at the very beginning Philippians, Paul's letter to the Philippians in chapter 4. It says, "Present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends or surpasses in some translations all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And that's where I really have to cry out to the Lord when those difficult times come, the difficult times that I don't understand, and then a love that he has for us goes beyond my understanding. I like what it says. Also in John's gospel, it talks about, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." That was Jesus speaking himself, and that's in John chapter 14. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled," excuse me, "and do not be afraid." And so oftentimes fear does come along when you come into things that you don't understand, and particularly if you're seeing suffering. I fear for other people to go through the suffering and people that I love and care about. I certainly don't want it for myself either, but we can trust in the Lord and trust that he knows what's going on, and he knows all those things, and that his love does endure forever. At the end of Psalm 118, I'll just read the last verse on chapter 118, or Psalm 118, verse 29. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." And I think we can just really depend on that with all of our heart, and then that love, that the peace that will come upon us, it surpasses or transcends all of our understanding. It's a peace that I can't very well explain and articulate to you, but certainly I've experienced it, and I would think that you probably have as well. And sometimes we wonder, how do we get through these difficult times? How do we see other people get through those difficult times? And certainly as believers in Jesus Christ, we can get through those times by trusting that God is good, that Jesus's love endures forever, his mercy as well. His mercy in that time of suffering and the difficulties. So hopefully that's something that would maybe encourage you today. If you know somebody, it's very likely you know somebody that's going through some sicknesses, or maybe you're going through it yourself, but that God's love endures forever, and he knows what we're going through. He knows every little cell in our body, and he loves us. He loves us. Our love for him is developing all the time, but his love for us is so great that he sent his son to die for us, that we would not perish but have everlasting life. He loves us that much that he would do that. So be blessed. Have a great day. Thanks again for tuning in, and love you. Take care.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that lies.